B-Pod Studios.
We can sort some things out here. The great Sal Palantonio covering the NFL for ESPN. He is on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Sal, great to talk to you on this Sal Pal Tuesday.
Tuesdays with Sal. It's back, 5:15 on the Mike Missanelli program. How we doing, boss? How we doing?
We're doing very well. How's your summer going?
Summer is okay, not bad. You know, you do what you can. I was, you know, this and that for Channel 6, for NFL Live, for SportsCenter, for the Mike Missanelli program. Doing a lot of hanging out with my granddaughters, which is always great.
That's nice.
So I've been trying to work on the abs and the tan a little bit, make sure I'm in playing shape come August 1st. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
I get you. So let's talk about, because there are a lot of things I want to talk to you about, including baseball. We'll get to that later. But let's talk to you, first of all, about the calamity that happens with Brandon Brooks and what they're up against now with this situation.
Well, I think Doug Peterson put it best. His heart sunk when he heard that Brandon Brooks suffered that Achilles injury that ends his entire 2020 season before it even starts. And, you know, the hard, really, really difficult part is, you know, he can't really see him, and his teammates can't see him because of the situation we are in, and the circumstances are much more challenging than they've ever been for these teams and these players. You know, and I know people don't want to have sympathy for him because, you know, they make a lot of money. But the bottom line is, you know, everybody wants to be out there doing their job, whatever it is. We're all struggling because we're social animals and we want to interact with people in what we do, and we're not able to do it. Doesn't matter if you make $5 an hour or $5 million a game. People want to do their jobs, and it's a hard thing for these guys to know that his season is over before it even started.
Where do you think, now I know they haven't had a lot of time to think about this, but most fans are plugged in. Well, that means Jason Peters has to come back and play guard. What are your feelings on how they deal with this?
Well, I think that's a silly idea.
Really?
Yes, I think it's silly. I think it's silly to expect an aging veteran on his last lap to come back and change positions. First of all, I think that Jason Peters on one roller skate can play left tackle better than Andre Dillard, A. And B, Dillard could probably play guard with no problem. So, I mean, obviously that's not the answer. The answer is they want Dillard to work out at left tackle. Color me skeptical on that, Michael. I don't know if it's something that they can really make happen out of whole cloth, especially in a challenging off season like this. But they got to give it a go. They took the guy in the first round, proclaimed him as the next left tackle in the franchise, and they've got to at least give him a shot to prove that he can play the position. As for Peters playing right guard, I think, you know, they have a couple of guys who they think they can groom to play the guard position, players that they've drafted. Pryor did an okay job. Obviously, he doesn't have the speed of foot that Brooks does, but few do. You know, you're replacing a guy who's been to the Pro Bowl 3 straight years. And when they were missing him against the Seahawks in the wild card game, they gave up 7 sacks. And his absence was a major reason for that.
All right, so I actually, the options they would have, and you seem to be going that way as well, if they brought Peters back to move Dillard to the right guard position, which is a solution.
Michael, it's a one-year solution, right?
Yeah.
And it's a one-year solution at a time where, and you know, the last time I was on, you and I talked about this concept that NFL coaches and GMs were throwing around called roster construction. When Goodell flips the switch, I said to you back then, you got to have guys who you can plug in and play. So in this circumstance, in this challenging year, it's okay to bring Peters back if Peters will come back and he likes the money and he's going to play left tackle. He's not going to come back to play right guard. He's going to come back to play left tackle. So you bring him back, and Dillard is a swing guy who can play right guard. If Peters goes down, he plays left tackle. He can play right tackle. He becomes your swing guy and a guy that is groomed for 2021. But, you know, all of us are going through the same thing in 2020. And I just turned 64. And my motto now is stay alive to 65. You know, it's like, let's take it one year at a time now. Let's get through this year some way, somehow.
Yeah, I actually like your solution better than the other one. I've talked about that earlier today. That would be needed to transition, except for one thing. Peters has been pulled out of games so many times lately that, like, what, you know, that would set up a really problematic situation.
I know.
So, you know, that's the only thing that would hold me back on that. Your thoughts
on
that?
No, I agree with you. Like I said, you're just trying to get from week one to week two. You know, you're working with spit and polish here. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. All right. I want to play the Doug Peterson, a Cub and Doug Peterson, what he had to say about Alshon Jeffery, and get your reaction on this, and then we'll get into a bigger discussion as it pertains to Carson Wentz. But here's what Doug had to say about Alshon.
Alshon's one of the guys. The dialogue that he's had in the receiver room, being able to converse with some of the young players that we have on our roster. But yeah, he is a big part of the process moving forward, and he's a great leader, and he's going to be able to help the young players come along.
So Alshon apparently has the role of being the leader at the young players. And that runs contrary to what we've heard about Alshon and certainly his relationship with the quarterback. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, right? You know, he needs a job. They need to keep him on the roster because he's going to make a lot of money. So you reinvent yourself and you become more of a leader. But that's one part of it. The second part of it is, you know, I've always said that because you can't trade him, I would keep him and try to make him as much a productive member of the roster as possible. And that's the tack that Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and Doug Peterson should take with him. And it sounds like it is. You know, you have to be able to get, again, we're in a special circumstance. And in a special circumstance, people have to make the most of their second chances. And that's the case here with Alshon. And I've always liked Alshon. I've never on this program once, not on the Mike Missanelli program or SportsCenter or anywhere else, belittled his toughness or his attention to detail or the fact that he wants to play hurt. I have a lot of respect for Alshon Jeffery. I know I'm in the minority on that in some places, but I do think that Alshon Jeffery can make a significant contribution this year.
All right, I look at it like this. Now, in my mind, you have to pave the smoothest path for your quarterback. All franchises have to if they've got a franchise quarterback. I'm not necessarily in agreement that this paves the smoothest path for the quarterback by bringing in Alshon because of financial reasons and shoehorning him here with your fingers crossed that he's going to be a leader.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, well, I can understand that opinion. I can certainly understand that opinion, and that's a prevailing opinion. There's no question about it. But you're not going to trade him, and you don't want to just eat the salary and just say, you know, Alshon, go back to South Carolina and go coach high school football. He has talent. Michael, they don't win the Super Bowl without Alshon Jeffery, and that's only 2 years ago. Let me repeat that. They don't win that Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I get it. This is 2020, and I don't know if it's, you can reasonably think it's the same guy.
You won't get an argument from me, but I'm just saying if he's there and he can contribute, let's check it out. I mean, I'm in a let's check it out mode on just about everything. Let's see what works and what doesn't work. We're trying to get from, you know, from Tuesday to Wednesday right now.
All right, last thing I want to talk to you about. You're a baseball guy. and you see what's going on here. And I don't know which side of the fence you're actually on in this, but it's very possible that there's not a baseball season. Whose fault is it?
Well, I think it's the owner's fault. I always come down on the side of the players in every circumstance, and I think the owners, you know, in this specific spot, didn't provide the right kind of leadership, especially from a financial standpoint. The players are the ones that are putting themselves at risk, and they should be compensated. You agree or don't?
No, I agree. I'm definitely on your side. You'll hear from the other side. Well, everybody's making sacrifices now. Why wouldn't the players make a sacrifice in this pandemic world?
No, see, I just think everything that I'm hearing from agents and players is that the players are very concerned about their health and the health of their families and their extended families. Very, very concerned in every sport. And that's why these players' unions are fighting very hard to make sure that they're part of whatever protocol is set up. I don't know if you read or put on the 97.5, the Fanatic website, but if you haven't, I will send a 9-page protocol for reopening the NFL facilities. I have a copy of it. I'll send it to Coach.
Okay.
And Coach can put it on the 97.5 website, and I'll send it to you, too.
All right.
All right? And I want you to read it. I want all the fans to read it, to see what the NFL is doing just to reopen the facilities for training camp. And, Mike, in the 9 pages, you know, something like 87, 90 paragraphs, there's not even a mention of practice. They haven't even figured out how these players are going to get out on the field to practice, because the players want to make sure that they are safeguarded and that they don't bring it home to their families. That's the biggest issue.
All right. Sounds good. Good to talk to you, brother.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Tell everybody back there I said hi. And, you know, we'll be talking all throughout the summer as things progress here. But if we had somebody in leadership somewhere, they would just say to baseball, play baseball. You know, once upon a time they told the pilot, the guys that land the planes, you can't go on strike. We gotta have baseball, Mike. Right?
Yeah, the air traffic controllers. Yeah.
Air traffic controllers, yeah. Thank you for helping me out.
That's right.
But that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But you know, at some point, somebody's just got to step up and say, hey, it's for the good of the country. We got to have baseball. You guys figure it out.
Yeah, neither side is thinking about what's good for the country. All right, man, we'll talk to you up the road.
Okay, bro.
There you go. Yeah, the air traffic controllers. Goose, I think it's time to buzz the tower.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.